Now that you're here, I guess, go ahead and make yourself comfortable. No, don't worry, I'm not mad, it's just odd. I mean, wouldn't you say the same for a situation? Would you like a drink? Okay. So, let me get a good look at you. You are pretty good looking. You clearly got it from your mom. I mean, thanks. Well, our parents wouldn't be attracted to each other if they're not good looking, I guess. They're quite an odd pair. Of course they're an odd pair. Have you ever heard of a couple who basically made sure to estrange their stepchildren? See? But I guess I can understand being what people might consider a black sheep. Don't worry, it's fine. I'm in a good place right now. And I hope you are too. Well, I guess you have to consider how I've made my life after I turned 18. Our parents weren't together yet, but I think I was just frustrated with the level of neglect that my father had. So, I did things my own way. I guess your mother told you what I did for a living. Unsavory, yeah. That's something she would say. Well, since you're here, I guess it can't be helped. Why don't you go ahead and ask your questions? And I'll answer them to the best that I can. You did say you wanted to get to know me. It's part of your birthday gift to yourself now that you're 18. How did I get this appointment? Well, when you've been a stripper / escort for the longest time, at one point, you're going to get someone who would be interested to sponsor you. Yeah, this was all from my sugar daddy. He's very nice and seems to understand the things I'm going through and also understands my ambition, so he pays for my apartment. Now, don't worry, he only pays for the rent of my apartment. The rest of these things are from my earnings as a stripper and an escort. Yeah, he allows me to do all those things. How else can I earn a living, right? The normal way probably would not get me so far. It wasn't awkward, I guess it just felt natural for me. Being frustrated at, as I said, the level of neglect my father gave us. Well, no, not us, just me. After your mother, I don't want to sound too bitter or too angry at your mom, but you can understand why I call her your mom. So, I mean, you're asking questions here. I'd also like to get to know about you. I mean, technically, you're my little brother too, and I'd like to get to know you as well. Now that you've turned 18 and done some crazy shit, So just trying to find me. I like to get to know you too. So, do you have a girlfriend? Yeah, I'm pretty straightforward like that. Do you? No? That doesn't make sense to me. As I said, you're pretty good looking. Oh, you're so cute turning red like that. Never. You never had one. Well, that's nothing to be ashamed of. I just sincerely hope it's not for the lack of trying, though. You're too shy? How come? You seem like you have good things happening over at your life. You're good looking. I feel like you've got good grades if you made it this far in life. Seem decent. Decent enough to try and connect with your whore of a stepsister after everything. There is one girl. Oh, that's really cute. Why haven't you? Why haven't you tried anything? I mean, I get that you're shy, but you must try and do something. Otherwise, she'd slip away. Uh-huh. I don't like to think that. But I can understand that some women might be too intimidating and pretty at the same time, so. You're too sweet. You think I'm intimidating and pretty. You're quite the charmer, even though you don't mean to be. I'm sure if you approached her, she'd think of the same way. You are good looking too, you know. I've told you that several times. You're not confident. You're shy. But what you should know is that you're very sweet. And you're kind. If you weren't kind, you wouldn't be here. And I think, if you like that girl, you do things right. You approach her. Be kind to her in the same way that you're kind to me. And I'm sure she'll see that perhaps you're worth a shot. And I think you are worth a shot. I don't see why she shouldn't want to be at least friends with you. But we do have to get rid of that confidence issue. Look at you blushing so hard. Hey, look up. Look up at me. You have a really handsome face. Don't think otherwise. This is going to be a crazy proposition, and I'd like for you to calm down and think about it first. I want to help you, little brother. Why don't I do something for you that I think will help you build your confidence? Why don't I do that as my birthday gift for you? What do I mean? Well, let me show you. A lot of my clients, they're a little bit like you. Mm-hmm. Very sweet men, very kind men, that are a little too shy. So instead of, you know, approaching women head on, they want to build their confidence first. They come to me. They come to other women like me, That's their way of doing it. Now, let me assure you, it's not just the shy guys who come to me. They are also very, very, very confident men, to the point of arrogance. So, why don't you let me show you how I work? And hopefully that'll be enough for you to build your confidence, approach this girl, and start something with her. You don't need to tell her about any of this. It's just between you and me. Personally, I don't see a problem. Emily may be stepbrother and stepsister, but we barely know each other. We barely know each other, and we're not blood relatives. I don't see a problem. In my line of work, pretending is a very strong skill. I'm pretty sure I can pretend that our parents are not hooked up together. Please let me do this for you. You've been so good to me, being here right now, choosing to connect with me as part of your birthday celebration. Why don't you let me take care of you? Let me give you a nice gift. Come here. Closer. Closer. Yeah. I want you to be so close that you could feel my body. So close that you could feel my curves. You can do anything you want to me. Anything. And I can handle it. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me what you want. Feel my hand going from your shoulders to your chest. So lean in closer. Lower. And lower. May I please feel it? What do you mean, feel what? You know exactly what I mean. I want to feel this. What's in between your legs? I want to know how turned on you are. Trust me, I could tell. I could tell that you're so turned on. The minute you walked into my apartment, you've been doing your best not to stare at my photos on the walls. You've been doing your best not to look at my cleavage. You've been doing your best not to be sexually attracted to me, but I can tell. I can tell how much you want me. I can tell how much you want this. Take what you want. Take what you want. Oh, my. You really are hard. And quite large, if I could tell it right. That usually good. You kiss pretty well. You're not one of those face eaters I often encounter. Mm-hmm. A gentle approach is always the best approach, right before you ramp it up. That's my tip to you, just in case you get to have her in the same situation as we're in. You can lead, but again, on your first first night with her. Start slow, then build it up. See how far she'll let you take her. Tonight, if you want to go even more, you could. Don't be shy. Let your hands roam. Show me how much you want me. Bring your hand over here, at my waist. Mm-hmm. Once your hand is at my waist, lift underneath my shirt, yeah, slowly. Slowly bring it up to underneath my tits. You feel that underside? Press it. Cradle it. Like that. You learn quickly. And grace your thumb over my nipple. Compliments also work, yeah? Thank you. You're so sweet. Fuck. Let me unbutton this. I need to know what I'm working with. Nice and firm grip. And you can graze your palm across my. Oh, fuck. Yes, just like that. Just like that, you're doing amazing. Oh my. You really are pecking. Good job. Trust me, nothing turns me on than a nice, hard, firm cock. And you take good care of it too, I can see. It'll be much easier for me to do my job. Let me feel your balls. Oh my. Nice and firm. Perfect size, too. Do you like how it feels? They massage your balls. I can feel all that cum there is. Don't be shy now. I want you to release your wild side. I want you to relax. Just take what you want. You are with a lovely woman who wants to give herself to you tonight. So you take advantage of that. Oh, fuck. I love the way your cock is standing. You can tell this could be a powerful cock. Powerful and hard. Perfect. For fucking, perfect for mounting, perfect for riding. I hope you don't mind if I'll be the first to give it a nice, long lick like this. Fuck, I love the way your cock feels. Long down here. I love the way I can see your veins. I want to feel them pulsate when it comes to coming. I love the way your cock twitches. Already I'm thinking of nasty, nasty things. Like how it might feel when your cock is plunged deep inside my tight little pussy. And how it must feel when it hits the back of my throat. Don't worry, I'll start slow and gentle. I like that. I like the way I stroke your cock here at the base. I massage your balls and feel that coming there. Beautiful cock, and I can't stop myself from just yeah, you can play with my hair like that. You can even push me down and take even more if you like. I know this is a cock I'd enjoy warming all day. I'm ready to take more, if you are. Just push my head down, okay? Just push my head. Yeah. Just push and pull my hair. I'll be a good girl and follow you, Daddy. That made your cock twitch so much. Turned on by that idea, aren't you? Turned on by the idea of making me a good little girl for you. Making me take your entire cock. Much better. You take it. You let me take your big cock. Yeah, that's right, Daddy. Let me take it. I'll be a good girl and take it. Feels good, right? It feels good to be able to do that. Go ahead. I can take it. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you feel so good, Daddy. You feel so good when you're You wouldn't even let me finish. Yeah, that's good. It's okay, let's go. Mm-hmm. clothes, Daddy. I can take it in my mouth if you want. I can take it in my mouth, or would you like to take my pussy? You like to take my tight, wet little pussy? Do you want to pound your huge cock inside me? Because I let you, Daddy. I let you. You want that? You like the idea of that? Take it. I'm here. I'm here to be your personal little fuck doll, okay? You can do anything you want to me. It's your birthday. You should get anything you want. Just let me just take all of these off. I'm sure you'd appreciate the fuck more if I were completely naked underneath you. Yeah, you can take your clothes off too. I'm actually curious to see what's underneath. Not bad yourself. Hey, I like your body. You can't tell me otherwise. Doesn't matter. You kiss so hotly too. You're getting better the way you touch me. Yeah, you can cradle my ass like that. As I said, take advantage. Take control. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. That's it. That's how you do it. Yeah. Here. It'll be much better if I hook my leg over your shoulder. Yeah, you can take it. Do you like what you see? A nice, pretty, wet pussy just for you. I'm usually not this wet, but oh my god. This is really hot right now, I'm not gonna lie. Don't think about that. Don't think that this is your first time. I'll guide you, I promise. Every girl should guide you on their first time. How else would you know how to make her come over and over again? I've got you. And I'm so fucking ready for you. Please. Please, Daddy. Fuck me. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yeah. Push yourself all the way in me. I'll take it. I'll be a good girl. Oh, fuck. You feel so good inside me. You feel so nice and full. Stay for a bit, yeah. I just want to feel how full you are. Ready. Start. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here, grab. Grab my hips. Yeah. And push it up a bit. That way you can hit my... Yes. Yes, that's perfect. Oh, Daddy. Oh, fuck, Daddy. It feels so good. Oh, you can go a bit harder. Please go a bit harder, Daddy. Pound your cock deep into me. I'll take it. I'll take it like a good girl should. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yes. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, Daddy. Daddy, yeah. Yeah. Cock feels so fucking good. Oh fuck, you feel so fucking good. Yes, yes, yes. Oh fuck. Fuck. Here. Put your hand on my clit like this. Yeah. Play with it. Just draw circles. Yes, that's it. Oh, Daddy, you're so fucking good. Oh, I love this so much. Oh, fuck, yes, I love this so much. You feel so fucking good. Yes, that's it. Oh, yeah, yes, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel how tight I am? You feel how tight my wet pussy is? Oh, that's because of you, Daddy. That's because of you. Oh, fuck. Okay, you make my pussy so wet and so tight and so warm. That's you. You fuck me so fucking long. Yeah, like that. Don't stop, Daddy. Pass your rough fussing as you want. Oh, yeah. Harder, Daddy. Harder. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, man. Oh, God, Daddy. Daddy, you're amazing. Oh, Daddy, your fucking cock feels so amazing. I see. Yes, Daddy. More, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck me, silly. Don't be afraid, Daddy. Don't be afraid. You can come deep inside me if you want. You can come deep inside me. I'll be ready. I'll be a good girl and take all of that come deep inside my tight little pussy. I'll be good, Daddy. I'll take it. I'll be good. Yes, Daddy. I'm getting so close to you. Feel my pussy tighten even more. Daddy, I'm close. Tell me to come. Command me to come, Daddy. You can tell me when to come. Only you tell me when to come. Oh, fuck. I need to come so badly. Please, Daddy. Please. I want to come. You want me to come with you? Yes, Daddy. You like that? I enjoy that so much. Now I'm not lying. I don't think I've had that much fun in quite a while. Maybe it's the slightly taboo nature of it. But don't worry, I don't think there's something completely wrong about this. If you think about it, it's just an older stepsister teaching her brother ways about life. Alright. Well, but it feels good, right? To take control. And just in case you do get in bed with her, take it slow. I can handle it because I am who I am. But you are amazing. You did everything right. And you listened to me when I told you to lift my hips up so you can hit my spots. That was good. You listen to your girl now, okay? You'll be so fucking amazing in bed, I can tell. And if you ever want more tips, just feel free. Feel free to add to my apartment. I'll take good care of you. Daddy? I'm glad I was able to give you a good time. Now, I don't know about you, but the night is still young, and I could show you a couple more things. Shall we head to my bed? That's so.